Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. Day 68 of the SAG-AFTRA strike and the WGA, America in Crisis. Hollywood insider, someone here that can help us make sense of this time. Help us make sense of it. Giannis Papas is the host of, what is the name now?
Giannis Papas Hour.
It's Giannis Papas Hour.
Yeah.
Help us make sense of this time, because here's the reality. My mother's last wish, she's dead. When she was dying, she said before she died, just pay the writers. That was her final, that was the last thing she said. She goes, just pay the writers. She goes, just pay them.
Yeah. She jumped ship when they turned on Trump, right? On Fox?
She didn't want to live in a world where Tucker Carlson was not on television.
Right.
Here's what I will say about my mother. She got out at a decent time. She had a great run of America. It was a good run.
She did.
Like, that generation.
Ironically for her, the Obama years were great for this area, for the country. And then, Trump inherited a very booming economy, you know?
Yeah.
She lived through a time where she made a lot of excuses for Trump and Cheney.
What did Obama do for the economy that made it so good?
He was no drama Obama. All they can get on him is that his wife has a dick.
Do you believe his wife? Do you believe he's, as we all...
Big Dick Mike?
No, but let's be honest with you. If I told you Obama was gay, let's be very honest.
Yes.
Would you be a shocked man?
Would I be shocked?
If I said Obama's a bisexual, you would be shocked.
He smokes Newports and he plays basketball. I'd be shocked.
Why would it shock you that he's gay?
I'm shocked he's got a white mom.
Do you look at that relationship and think that that is genuine?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that based on?
Black love. Placed on R&B. Okay.
I mean, it's just so crazy to me.
I don't have a gaydar like you got.
But
what do
everyone
you see?
I talk to that says, and listen, by the way, I'm pro that.
Right.
I'm pro him being gay.
Right.
And I'm pro Big Mike. I'm the progressive. I'm actually the progressive. Everyone else, the Republicans are trying to dunk on him because they hate gay people. I'm a gay person who likes gay people and thinks it would be pretty fucking cool.
Right.
If we had a gay president and a trans first lady.
Here's the only thing I don't understand. If Michelle Obama is Big Dick Mike,
Big Mike, don't make it vulgar.
Well, no.
Is this off YouTube? It's probably off already, right?
No, this is what she's called in the hashtags on Twitter or X, NWO.
Yeah.
since Elon went Hollywood Hogan.
Yeah.
If Michelle is Michael and those dick bounce videos are true, you never watched the dick bounce videos?
Oh, I have. And by the way, can we ask what's going on?
Well, this is what I'm skeptical of. Why is she freeballing as a transgender woman?
Good point.
Don't they at least wear Tommy John's?
Credit where credit is due.
Yeah, why is she not wearing boxer briefs? Why is she wearing 1997 boxers?
Some days you think you can get away with it.
Right. But she knows she's going on Ellen. She's going to have to dance. Why would she pick that day to wear old school boxers?
If the bounce videos are real, she's packing.
She's got a nice cut of meat.
Ain't Irish.
Yeah.
If the bounce videos are real, she's not an Irish Catholic. She's packing. All I'm saying is this. I don't have a problem. Like, Abraham Lincoln is rumored that he had a very close relationship with his friend.
Yeah. I was about to say, not his wife. Yeah.
So, like, what does that make him not a good president? I don't think so.
It makes him bi.
So maybe Obama's bi. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's a straight guy.
Yeah.
He did say, and I'm sure you've said this as a heterosexual man, he did say in a letter, I make love to men in my imagination. You know that. That is a letter that Barack Obama wrote to an ex. I make love to men every night, but in my imagination.
I've never
said that. As a heterosexual man, have you said that ever?
No, I've never thought it unless the guy has taken a lot of hormones and looks exactly like a girl.
Because, by the way, which is not, that doesn't even count.
Hey, I'm fooled.
But here's what I'm saying is that I'm not basing this on nothing. The quote is, I make love to men daily, but in my mind, I don't know what that means. That might mean I make love to men daily, but in the imagination. That might be something he's just saying to seem cool to get pussy.
Right.
Is that how men get pussy?
Who knows? Did he want to be an actor before he became a politician?
It's very possible. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I can swim.
It's a good
shtick. So if I turn up in the East River, we know what happened, Mike. But I'm just saying we have to get more evolved about how we look at people.
Are you suggesting that his hot chef drowned in the 2-foot pool because an affair between Obama and him was about to come out as you put your cool mode sunglasses on?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if I was fucking a hot chef, and by the way, it would be lovely.
Yeah.
If I had a hard-bodied chef who paddleboarded every day in my pond, and then one day that chef came to me and said, you got to be who you are. I'm telling everybody about our love. That person would be done.
So whose fault is it? If that story is true, whose fault is it?
The chef.
It's the chef's fault.
You keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth. I mean, you know, it's like they say in Scientology, this is for sucking, not for talking.
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
Is that really what they
say? That's what they say.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, David, what's his name? David?
Miskiewicz.
David Miskiewicz said to Tom Cruise,
yeah,
remember, this is for sucking, not for talking. We have your audit. We know what you think about men. We know what you like to do. This is for sucking, not for talking.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a bad deal what Scientology did for those people, by the way? It's not at all a bad deal.
Not a bad deal at all.
Right.
It's a nice deal.
I think Leah Remini's a rat.
She is, technically.
She's a rat, and I've said it before, all of them get famous. They all participate in that thing, the Sea Org. They torture the other people. They have to work 20 hours a day, whatever it is. And then they decide, once they're famous and rich, they're not into it anymore. Because you know why? Because Scientology goes, we want your kids to be in it now. And then they go, no.
Yeah, that's when they get that's when they grow a conscience. After they've gotten everything out of it that they can, that's when they decide to grow a conscience. It's like asking a murderer to give an apology at court after he's convicted. I mean, he goes, I'm sorry. It's like, you should have been sorry before you did it.
They did what you wanted to do. They went to Tom Cruise and goes, listen, we know what you like. And the reality is we can protect you. We can protect you for decades. You could be the biggest star in the world. We just will create an alternative reality of who you are and sell it to this country of people. And Tom Cruise said, great, let's do it. And maybe John Travolta did. I don't know. I don't know. It's not my business.
And they were repackaging an old blackmail apparatus, the old confession, right? You do the audit.
Yes.
So the Catholic priest goes, come to confess. And then they go, okay, we know all your dirty secrets now. So you're going to have to turn the other way while I go on this date with this 7-year-old.
Right.
Don't say anything. And then the audit. Similarly, you do the audit, you tell all your dirty secrets, and Scientology goes, now we got a vault of all the guys that you slob. And so now, remember, this is for sucking, not talking.
I told a priest when I was 12 years old, when I was 13, I said, I'm having these thoughts and feelings I don't understand. And he was like, why don't you keep them to yourself, you fat fuck?
That was a straight priest. That's rare. You caught a rare one. Yeah.
Straight priest.
Yeah, that's like an albino tiger. There's rare, yeah.
Well, here's what I will say about this writer's strike, which America is in crisis.
We're not getting out. It's like, it's going to be a long time. It's like
here's
the Afghanistan
what happened. War. David Zaslav, Big Daddy Zaz.
Yeah.
Ted Sarandos, Teddy.
Greek.
Donna Langley, I believe NBC Universal. These are all my best friends. Yeah. This is so strange for me. But they—
I think I actually heard through the Greek grapevine that Ted Sarandos loved your interview with— what's his name again? I think his name is...
Who?
He's from Austin. He's a little famous.
Rogan?
No. He liked that one, but he liked more the one with Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Ted Sarandos was going, let's put that on Netflix.
I think, but by the way, he definitely does. Here's the thing with a guy like
that.
In private,
he's into it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What? Because here's what people don't realize about life. It's really boring.
Yes.
It's actually incredibly boring, especially if you're rich. Yeah. It's really boring.
That's where drugs or the show.
Ted Sarandos is so bored. He's so bored. What's he going to do? Buy another house, stare at a few more dolphins?
Marry another black woman.
So when someone goes, hey, maybe Michelle's got a hog or something, he's tuning in. Probably.
It's not more entertaining than that. It does not get more entertaining.
It's
than
fun.
That.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just fun.
Yeah.
They had a meeting with the Writers Guild. Everybody was hopeful about this. I spoke to people that, you know, that represent me. They go, yeah, this is coming to an end. This was about a week ago. The AMPTP, whatever it's called, that's what it's called. They sit down with the WGA negotiating team. Now, the WGA negotiating team is hardcore, like old Brooklyn Marxists. I respect them. It's like Adam Conover, guys like that. They don't give a fuck. They don't want to hear nothing, right? They want, it's like Grapes of Wrath time with them. Respect to them, right? They're doing their thing. Everybody's playing their role. So you got them, and then you got Big Daddy Zaz and the crew. And Big Daddy Zaz, David Zaslav, is very offended at how mean everybody's been to him because he decided to pay himself $250 million. Because he thought he was worth it. Now, by the way, if you don't realize your own worth, who will? No one will.
I mean, if someone is deciding their own salary, what are they going to do? Short sell themselves?
I mean, it's crazy. It's genuinely crazy to expect David Zaslav, Big Daddy Zaz, which that's a brilliant merger, Warner Brothers and Discovery. Because people, they go, why doesn't Warner Brothers have more investigation Discovery? And so he goes, for thinking of that brilliant idea, he paid himself $250 million. He's very offended at how nasty people have been to him. He's very offended at how directly they're going after him. He goes to a college to speak. They're booing him. They're chanting, pay the writers. All of these billionaires are upset at how personally this has been, this has gotten personal. It's gotten ugly. Yeah. So the AMPTP meets with the WGA and goes, you have to take our offer. You have to take this offer. And it just falls flat. The WGA is like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
The WGA now is refusing to meet. There's no new meetings on the books. How do we solve it, Giannis Pappas? How do we do it? How do we change it?
I don't know. This is kind of like the Russia-Ukraine. It kind of feels like our military operation in Afghanistan. It's going to go on for a good decade or two. Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to end.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I just think that I don't see a solution.
You think this will never end?
No. The only place I can see harmony between the Marxist Union, working class, and the elite of Hollywood is in Julia Roberts' home, where she married a camera guy.
Yeah.
This is an uncomfortable time for their relationship.
That's very true. Yeah. She did marry a camera guy.
She married a camera guy.
Women are idiots. Yeah. Here's the thing.
He's a union camera guy.
No, and I'm sure he's got a dick. And, you know, he's pounded
but
around.
That's a love we can believe in. They're still together.
I believe in that love. Yeah. And here's what I would say.
And you also believe in Obama and his chef's love.
What I'm saying is...
You're a believer of that.
I know that you're putting it out there as that's an unreasonable thing to believe.
Not at all.
I'm saying, is it any more unreasonable than any of the other things we're asked to believe about people?
No, I did not say it
was
unreasonable.
We were asked to believe that Bill and Hillary Clinton were in, like, love. Remember that? We were asked to believe that, like, Bill Clinton
that is love.
And Hillary were in love that with each other.
That is love in Washington. That is love in Washington.
I don't know about that.
Every town has a different type of love.
Okay, that's a good point.
That's a good, Long Island has the love where we're going to.
It's just eating.
We're in the cul-de-sac. We're going to eat.
The vast majority of it is eating and racism.
Yes. Yes, it racism.
Long Island, you want to find someone you can be racist with while you eat.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
What's your definition of love in Georgetown? Is it romance? Let's go look at the cherry blossoms?
It's Claire and Frank Underwood. Yeah, right.
Who do we have to kill?
Right.
Yeah.
So to me, I don't know what's going on with the Obamas, but I just think all possibilities are open all the time.
Taylor Swift's on tour. Don't be such a downer.
I'm not. I think it's fun and nice if he had a love with a chef.
I think it'd be great.
Yeah. I think it'd be great.
We'll never know because guess
what? And by the way, those are sometimes it is nice when you have a love and then that love is gone.
Yeah. And sometimes, look, when you're the most powerful man in the world and maybe you are straight and you're married, maybe you just want to have an affair with a hot guy just because, like, I'm bored. I'm bored.
You're bored.
And you know what? You expect that chef who's getting paid a nice salary will know to keep his mouth closed or else he's going to drown in 2 feet of water.
All these writers, that are saying to themselves, I want residuals.
Right.
I want more money. I want...
Start a fucking podcast and shut up, you baby.
There you go.
Yeah.
There it is. There's the answer.
Does anyone have a putting furniture together yet podcast?
There might be the
find
answer.
Find a niche and fucking go.
There's only 10,000 of these. You could be the 10,000th and one.
We need 10,000 more. Well, is there a podcast breaking down Tim Dillon episodes?
But isn't yeah,
get on it.
Probably is. Yeah. But isn't this class warfare?
Yes.
It's class warfare
yes, it
and
is.
It's ugly.
Yes, it is.
It's ugly.
It's between the poor and the rich.
Well, it's between the rich and the rich.
No, it's between the poor and the rich. They're not podcasters.
The
they're
writers
actors.
Have money. They're not
three
broke.
Of them.
No, some of them have money.
A few of them have money.
And a lot of them have never made anyone laugh. So isn't that money that's like free money? If you're making money in comedy and you've never made not a one person laugh, isn't that free money?
It's free money.
It's casino money. During the last 4 years, the casino opened and everybody was able to walk in and you got chips based on how diverse or interesting or whatever you were. And they wanted to tell marginalized stories and all that. So it's you're playing with house money.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking to the wrong person if you're looking for sympathy from the writers and the talent executives. They said no to me for everything. So I've had to do everything myself. So I just say learn the code.
Yeah.
I just say learn the code.
It's a cold, harsh reality that hopefully they're hearing. Now,
networks don't want to do pilots that don't make it to air anymore.
Yeah.
Because Tim Dillon's show's getting 1 million viewers and we have no script.
I'm for both. I'm for the writers and the billionaires because I have integrity. I want everyone to win.
Right.
I want everyone to win. I want a billionaire to wake up and be a billionaire.
You're not rooting a little bit for one side?
Well, here's what I've said. I've said I'm in the middle, but I will poison Adam Conover. If David Zaslav gives me a vial of something to throw at him,
right?
I will do that.
Right.
But just because I like challenges, I love spy novels. But I in this war... I think the only ground that I can take is the middle ground.
Right.
You know?
Which is where you live. Look, I
like the CEOs better. Yeah. I aspire to be like them. I think they're good people. I think the writers have certain points.
You just got to
like
pay
the CEOs. Now, the AMPTP has suggested that the writers start drowning their children. Now, I say to that, I understand it, and I understand why they're doing it. I don't agree with it. But they're saying now, a writer, if you're a writer and you cannot afford your child, you should drown it in the pool you can't afford.
It's green. That's very green as well.
It's environmentally sound.
It's environmentally sound. Look, just pay these paupers before they dive into your foyer. They attack your lawns.
Yeah.
Just pay these paupers something. I was for the writers. I wanted to get out there with Mark Ruffalo and I wanted to protest. I wanted to hold my sign.
Mark Ruffalo.
I wanted to get out there. But when that side got nasty to the CEOs and started getting personal.
Very mean.
And started talking about their salary.
Don't like it.
That's personal.
But here's
that's out of bounds.
Here's the reality. Actors make a lot of money. And then no one talks about that. Nobody's talking about actors getting $20 million a movie.
Mark Ruffalo's not giving it back.
Nobody's talking about that. Everybody is only talking about CEO compensation.
Right. Mark Ruffalo.
And if Netflix, if I'm the only person who will do all of the shows on Netflix.
Yeah.
If no one else will work. If I have to scab and be in every show. If I'm that bitch from Wednesday that doesn't blink. If I'm on Outer Banks. If I'm everything. If I'm every... fucking true crime documentary. If I have to do every show in this country, HBO, You know, they bring back a girls reboot, and I'm Lena Dunham, which would be, I mean, seamless. But if I have to do that, if I have to scab and do every show, I might have to do it.
Yeah, just put Jimmy Fallon
just to
on.
Make America happy.
Yeah, and just put The Tonight Show on. I don't think they have writers.
The Tonight Show? Do they have a host? The Tonight Show hasn't been on. That's a great point.
Put it back on.
By the way, no one is affected by any of that. You know what's so funny? Yeah. Go and ask anybody, like, hey, just ask a guy working a construction guy, be like, how are you doing without Colbert? They're going to go, what?
They don't even know it's happening.
They have no idea this is happening.
That's part of the reason why I think the elite, the CEOs and the networks are going like, you guys got to meet us halfway because these shows aren't making the money that they used to make.
Yeah, they don't make any money. Nobody really cares.
The illusion's kind of over.
People just want
to
watch.
They're giving white guys specials again on Netflix.
Yeah,
I mean, they don't know what to do.
There's
three that I can think of right now.
I know.
And Taylor Swift, I think a little bit of that is sort of a backlash too, where people are just going like, I'm tired of names I can't pronounce. I don't even like Taylor Swift. It's just nice to see a blonde girl up there, guys.
You know what it is? Welcome back. It should be called the Welcome Home Tour, not the Eras Tour. It should be called This Era's White.
Yeah.
This is the White Era
and
Tour.
It's their fault. It's their fault.
They got too nuts with the Oojaboogalies, Labugarugajis.
So we're about 40.
Olabangi, Gabanga Bingo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what city she's on. But I think in the last leg of the tour, you might see a little of these at her concert.
And by the way, now I'll go.
And it'll be 12-year-old kids.
12-year-old kids.
Mean, go, you know, it's just,
because if you go too far one way, the backlash is Taylor Swift.
For every action, there's an equal but opposite white supremacy.
We can't do the crazy names anymore. I agree with you.
And people just got tired of Zimbabwe and Ututu and Kalina.
It can't happen. Taylor, how about Taylor?
They watched one too many specials of a guy sitting down doing stand-up, and they said, I've had enough.
People want to remember what white people in small towns having high school-type problems.
Right.
Yeah, boys and girls at the soda fountain.
Right.
This is what they want. It's time to go back to that. Everything can't be about your trans abortion. Every show can't be about a pregnant man.
We're back to 1950s Pennsylvania. Reading, it's the glory time. Factories. Dad and mom are working at the factory.
Yeah.
Dad's got a lunch pail.
And the factory is Applebee's.
Yeah.
There are no factories.
No, that's
but it's a theme restaurant.
That's right.
That everyone can get behind.
Yeah, it's back to that.
Yeah. What do you think about Prigozhin, who's dead, Evgeny Prigozhin, who has, I believe, been blown
accident.
Up. Yeah.
It was an accident.
Now, everybody that...
Can you just imagine the pilots when they got in there? They go, God... You got booked on this gig too?
Well, I was talking about
you
that.
You think they thought they were going to land for 1 second?
Yeah, a flight attendant going like, hey man, this is not cool.
When they see him walk in as the guest on the plane, they go, oh, we're not landing.
No, it was so, and they took out a wing, which you always know is bad. They took out a wing, and it's over immediately, and then the plane just becomes a missile, goes and crashes.
Look, if you cross Putin... You fall from the sky.
Here's the deal.
People fall out of windows all the time around here.
How do you feel now? I know that you were a staunch supporter of
the
Ukraine.
I'm pro-Israel. What's the question?
You're a staunch supporter of the Ukraine.
Absolutely.
And I appreciate that.
I tattooed the Ukrainian flag on both my daughters.
And so to me, how are you feeling now? Are you feeling like should we ever negotiate with Russia? Is there ever any reason to try to end the war?
No, we should only negotiate underground from nuclear bunkers.
Yes.
And we have to go all the way with this.
All the way.
All the way.
Let's let them fly.
Let's let them fly.
It makes sense.
Yeah. It's a win. It's a win-win situation.
It's a win-win situation.
Yeah. So I will only.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you, were you and your wife going to go to the Ukraine before this happened?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
what is your favorite food?
I had
food?
A tough time returning the tickets on Expedia.
Yes. What is your favorite food they serve there?
Some type of dumpling
with sour cream.
You know what the
in
funny
a bed of sour cream?
Yeah. Do you know the funny thing about that food is it's kind of nondescript. It's just it's like trash just, European.
Yeah, it's just
it's
there.
All those Poland,
yes,
Slovak, kind of Russian, and they're like, here's kraut,
it's some pierogi,
and here's a dumpling, pierogi.
And here's a sausage, and here's some kraut, and go fight the Nazis or become them.
And then they all claim it. They're like, this is Polish food. But then you go into a Latvian city, and they're like, this is
There's
Latvian
a great,
food.
There's a great place, I believe, I forget it was, I don't know. It's in Greenpoint. Maybe it's called Lomanskaya, a great Polish restaurant in Greenpoint. There's a lot of great Polish restaurants in Greenpoint.
Great for Polish food.
Right. Well, for sure, that's,
it's like saying this place has a great hot dog.
Yeah, no.
It's basically ballpark food they serve you.
Yeah.
I went to a 4-star German restaurant in Germany, and they put a ballpark Frank on my plate with applesauce and like mustard.
Yeah,
I was like, this is your.
But that's
cuisine?
What they do.
Yeah, they're not civilized.
I want to go on a trip. I haven't been on a real like vacation.
Yeah.
In a
you
long
work
time.
Too hard. You really do.
I'm telling you right
How
now.
How long is the show? An hour?
It's an hour.
And you do two of these a week?
Two of these a week. It's a lot.
Can we make that in a clip and say, "Dear actors and writers"?
Yeah, that's
dear
a good
actors
point.
And writers.
Dear actors and writers,
you see how hard we work.
This is cold work, but this is hard work, by the way.
It's very hard work.
And here's the reality: I do acting as well sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of sitting around.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sitting in the trailer.
No, yeah, we kept funny going while
I support.
Yeah.
The actors.
Yeah, me too.
And David Zaslav. And the fact that you can't support them both is crazy.
No, you could, like, yeah. I mean, you support Ukraine and Russia. You want peace.
I support my union, but I will scab.
That's why you're
for Big Daddy's ass.
Yeah, that's why you're voting for Vivek Ramaswamy. He wants peace.
I want another podcast.
You're a non-war podcaster.
Should I run? I'm literally thinking about running for the governor of California.
You should try.
I may try.
You should try.
And here's why.
Yeah.
I don't want the job.
Right.
And I think that's an asset.
It is definitely an asset.
Because here's the deal.
Yeah.
I think I could, because California is out of, go to the flash mobs, please. Yeah. There's so many robberies in California right now. Gangs of people run into these stores and just flash mob.
Well, you call it robbery.
And I would stop it.
You call it robbery. I call it how society has failed these people.
Yeah, I guess let's put on our headphones to listen to the flash mob. Well,
news right now out of Canoga Park.
We don't need headphones.
Mask thieves have smashed display cases and stolen merchandise from Nordstrom that's in the Westfield Topanga Mall.
Let's go right to Jennifer.
These people
McGraw.
Are starving.
She's live in Canoga Park now. She's got the latest
I
from there.
I can't
Jennifer.
Believe the sanctity of our retail
Rick
institutions.
Rick and Sandy, as you can imagine, the mall
not
is packed.
Intact.
It's Saturday.
Look, it's your
EV.
Producer
can't
as a woman.
Yeah, it's
spot.
Jen McGraw.
So definitely frightening for shoppers and employees who were in the store at the time as several thieves entered. And some of this, it was caught on camera.
Some of it was gold. They're searching for something. Yeah. Who's to say they're not playing Finding Nemo?
Here's my issue with this. They call this a victimless crime, but the reality is it's violent. There are people that could get hurt, right?
No, this is a victimless crime.
Do you think that's victimless?
Yeah. I would.
You really believe that's victimless?
Yeah. You believe. If I was a cop, I would say, I'm sorry, guys. How has society failed you?
Yeah. It's crazy, but literally the DA and people like that are saying, and I'm open to the debate.
You know that guard was in on it.
Yeah, the guard's absolutely in on it. And not just because he's black.
Yeah. But, just because he didn't move.
Right. Just because he was waving and saying, hey, what's up? I'll see you at home.
Yeah, I'll see you. Yeah, you got my bag, right?
Now,
the one I told you to grab.
Here's the thing about when me and him get together. It sounds racist, but it's not.
But it's not. No.
It's not. That's the thing, but it's actually not.
I actually think he was maybe
it's
a Dominican
actually
guy.
Not. It's, you're hearing things, but it's not what it sounds like.
No. He just wasn't moving.
Yeah. He's just not. But he was just kind of like.
He was just kind of like.
I get it because he's not getting paid a lot. I'm not going to die to guard a tote bag.
Yeah.
They're saying it's a victimless crime. Now take your headphones off because now we can't both.
Yeah, that looks odd. Yeah.
People are running into these stores. It's a smash and grab. People are going, hey, it's a victimless crime. Lighten up. Who cares? Don't worry about it.
It's a brilliant crime. You roll in with 40 people.
Yeah.
There's too many people to arrest.
Right.
It's pandemonium. And people walk out with a couple of Fendi bags.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Well, it is a big
Who's
deal.
Who's getting hurt?
A lot of people.
Like who?
Here's who's getting hurt with
this. Prove to me one person who got hurt by this.
I got to prove it right now.
Yeah.
The people that are going to lose their jobs when these stores close. Because that's what happened in San Francisco.
Oh.
So everybody that works in the store, and then the store is basically going to go, we are not going to stay here just like they did in San Francisco.
Well, what color are the people working there?
Everybody who, I mean, is this even allowed on Apple Podcasts?
It is. I'm just asking a question.
I don't even know. I'm just saying that because look at all the stores that are leaving. These are all the places that are leaving San Francisco. All the places that are leaving. Okay?
Right.
Good Office
time to
Depot,
buy. Good time
Marshalls,
to buy.
Crate and Barrel, H&M, Uniqlo, Anthropologie, Abercrombie & Fitch, Nordstrom's, Nordstrom, Saks, Gap, DSW.
Now, you're a conspiratorially oriented guy, so let me ask you a question. Is this disaster capitalism? Will Naomi Klein write a book about this? Is this Blackstone intentionally throwing these flash mobs in there so the prices dip down?
No.
They get a going out of business sale. No. They turn it into one big Costco.
No, I think it's paralysis capitalism. I think that people are paralyzed and don't know what to do. And I think that we've gotten ourselves into a predicament where, unfortunately, the levers of government and bureaucracy are grinding at a pace where nothing can get done. And nothing, unfortunately, there's no will. Nobody has any will anymore to make something happen.
Right.
So people are just stuck trying to be a good person, going like, hey, man, I don't know. I wasn't in that store. I wasn't affected. I don't live in downtown San Francisco. I live in Marin County. I got a mansion. I'm not going to worry about it until they're in my window.
Right.
I don't think people are worried about anything that's not directly affecting them. And I think the politicians are just saying whatever they have to say to seem like they're good people and that they're, you know, evolved and that they are considering all the angles. And I think it's paralysis. I mean, listen, these are the wealthiest people in the world. It's weird they're letting this happen. I understand conspiracy theories, people going, why are they doing this? Why are they letting it happen?
Right.
I think it's paralysis. I think it's people just not wanting to say the uncomfortable things you would need to say to fix this.
Like that was a crime.
Like that's a crime.
That's illegal.
Like those people need to go to jail.
Right.
Like people that are doing heroin on the street are not just poor.
Right.
Like people that live in tent cities, in many cases, are choosing to live there and use drugs because it's an open-air drug market where they can procure the drugs that they're addicted to.
What you're saying,
those are unpopular things to say.
Right. What you're essentially saying is optics have become more important than reality.
100%.
People are more concerned with the optics than they are the reality.
And we've created a world where people are not affected. That's the thing. People are not affected by how bad it's getting in the next town.
Not yet.
They're not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But here's the thing. It's like anything else, right? If you ignore something and it festers, it becomes eventually a problem that has to get dealt with.
Raisin in the sun. It explodes.
But when people go, oh, these flash mobs, what do you think drove all those stores out of San Francisco? This shit.
Inequality.
And then, by the way, if there's no stores, people don't want to live in San Francisco.
Right.
And then people, I don't want to live downtown. My wife can't go to the store. My gay husband, who's a twink, can't go to the store, whatever it is. We know lesbians can always go anywhere, no matter what. But there are certain people that are more delicate and more important to society than lesbians, let's be frank.
They're the Marines of gentrification.
Sure they are, but what else do they do? I know they can pickle things.
They can throw a softball pretty well.
They can run a bar.
Yeah. They can hit you with a bat.
They can build a shed. But I mean, are they evolving culture? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
My point is, the reality is, this is the beginning of a rot in a city that comes to be a bad omen for a lot of things.
Yeah,
so those are the people that get hurt.
all the legislators are hijacked by gotcha politics. Everyone's doing slam dunks on each other.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about policy. You watch these debates and local level all the way up to the federal level. It's just all personal attacks now.
That's
it's like,
right.
It's like we're watching Wildin' Out. It's like a diss battle. It's just going, like, and you're going, like, all right, we're hearing about Hunter Biden's emails or Hillary's emails or Trump's indictment. You're going, does anyone want to talk about policy?
Yeah, does anyone want to talk about how we can stop the mob from, you know?
Who has policy ideas?
Has there been a flash mob for food? Does anyone run into, like, California Pizza
These
Kitchen with
starving.
Guns?
Well, this
and
way,
go,
you know,
where's the, because, by the way, everyone's just talking about how they're starving.
Well, that's well, AOC talks about these people are starving, and they are starving. Fendi bags are worth a lot, and so they all sell these bags.
Right.
They sell these bags.
Now,
get money for food. Groceries.
I will say this. They all did look thin.
If you want to catch all those guys, all you got to do is put cameras on at Whole Foods.
Get the George Gascon thing up where he goes, you know, he's talking about, and this is the DA of, I believe, Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
And this is the DA of LA when he's asked about these things. Because, by the way, I don't really shop that much, so I don't, you know, I understand not caring about this.
Right.
But it is something where I look at it and I go, oh, this is the beginning of something that could probably, you know, be weird.
So it's just hitting you now that things are bad?
Well, no. I just, these are, it's a new, the flash mob is kind of interesting.
Oh, it's been around for a long time.
It's been around for a long time. It's a little fun. Yeah. It is fun.
Yeah.
I get the appeal of it. Like, by the way, I'm a human being. I understand it's fun going, let's run in, let's grab some shit, and let's leave. Here's George Gascon here.
Yeah, oh, this guy looks like a deer in headlights.
I mean, this guy is just, he's the DA.
Yeah.
Right now, in the face of the flash mobs.
Yeah, he's got soft eyes.
He doesn't really know what to do.
Yeah.
And he's being asked a question. And here, put on the
Put on the headphones.
Yeah, let's hear what he says.
And you can hear them.
Oh, God. He looks like the old coach
Free
of the Lakers.
Free tool available under the law when there is an arrest made to make sure that this individual is held accountable.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass also spoke about accountability, saying in part, quote, those who committed these acts and acts like it in neighboring areas must be held accountable. But not everyone feels like local leaders are delivering on that promise. Businessman Rick Caruso said, quote, I have heard directly from small business owners who feel defeated by the lack of accountability for criminals.
Well, here's the
problem. Do you say to the person who points a finger at you saying that there are people in this community who believe they can get away with serious crime in L.A. County and not be held accountable?
Well, I would ask you the question. What would you tell them when you just heard me speaking right now? Because I think you have a responsibility also for addressing it. We will use every tool available under the law.
The journalist has a responsibility.
Get out there and make a citizen arrest.
Yeah.
Why is this guy not in Miami?
Yeah.
Sitting on a cabana.
Yeah. I mean, he's perfect.
He's like, what are you talking about? We got a problem here. You have to fix it yourself. I mean, we're all here born in America. You know what's coming here. You come here, they get the hat back. Everybody have to be responsible for what they're doing. We see the people, we're going to make them responsible. We're in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what that is, what his thing is. Why he's even...
Why, you see, these people don't care about
stories. They're appointed. These guys aren't elected. Are DAs elected?
He's elected, yeah.
He's
Who
elected.
Votes for this stuff?
They don't know.
This is the. I've lived there 5 years. Yeah. Who's voting and how long are these terms? And
yeah, comptroller is also elected. I can't tell you what he does.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They recalled the guy in San Fran, this guy Chesa Boudin. They recalled him. They were like, you are fucking up.
Oh, that guy.
He was basically like telling people that were stabbed to get over it.
Yeah, he was going, stop locking your store at night.
Right.
Yeah.
35% of all fatal accidents occur between 6 p.m. and midnight. People aged 25 to 34 have the highest amount of drivers involved in car crashes. People aged 15 to 24, who's driving at 15? But people aged 15 to 24 have the highest rate of emergency room visits due to car accidents of all age groups, by the way. And Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have 100 offices nationwide, 800 lawyers. $15 billion recovered over 300,000 clients. Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. Morgan & Morgan has been fighting for the people for over 35 years. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy. Life is hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy. You got to do it, folks. Got to do it. Can't not do it. You can't afford not to. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free until they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/Tim, T-I-M, or dial #law, #529. From your cell phone, that's forthepeople.com/Tim or #law, #529 from your cell. This is a paid advertisement.
That's capitalist hoo-ha.
Yeah, I mean, so what's going on up there? I just read this tweet. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and now indicted Austin investor Nate Paul set up a fake Uber account Paxton used to see his lover, revealing the extent of the men's ties and benefits Paxton received by helping Paul as the FBI targeted him. A new impeachment trial filing says, I mean, anyone who gets into politics is really just trying to do it, in most cases, to have enough power to kind of like cover up the, whatever crimes they're committing.
Yeah.
That and, seems to be it.
And whatever gay thoughts they may have.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, nobody, because by the way, is there a shittier life than being a politician? Like if you're an honest person that
good
has
perks.
Yeah, yep. But look at all the other better. If you're a really bright, smart guy, there's finance, there's tech, there's entertainment. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Politics does seem to attract a certain type of person that wants to have the power maybe to cover up shit they do.
Right, right.
It's weird. Like I was talking to Louie about it. It's like there's just a specific
right
type of guy that gets into politics, that
right
rises through the ranks, that stays in it.
No different from any other field, though.
No, just it is, though.
People who don't sweat when a body goes down is people who get to the top.
That's true.
People with low empathy.
Yeah.
Yeah, will always rise to the top.
Yeah.
So.
You need not have empathy it's helpful in our country to be a sociopath.
Helpful. I mean, it's an understatement. Yeah.
I mean,
who wants to be encumbered by guilt or morals or.
But our job, I don't think so, because I think you got to relate to people.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And Amy Schumer didn't turn down the Barbie movie because it wasn't feminist enough.
Right.
Like she said.
Right. Well, I support her.
I don't support that movie because she was not Barbie.
She should have been Barbie.
She should have been Barbie.
I would have.
Someone from our community.
Yeah, that's
true.
Then
we got
true
some fucking London broad taking right our jobs.
Did you see Barbie?
Of course not.
Oh, a lot of people saw it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, no, I put on my pink dress and checked it out.
Are you sure? I don't know. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I don't really have an opinion on it.
No, I went to Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
I saw that.
A little long.
A little long and
brilliant at the end, but by the way, it's a bit long.
Everyone's walking.
No
everywhere
one needs 3 hours of anything now.
Yeah, and why does every scene start with people walking?
Yeah, well, it just gives you that feeling that,
yeah, it's
you
like
know
a rap video meets a 60 Minutes interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, is Michael Bay.
I wish I could play the trailer for the thing that I'm not allowed to talk about because I'm in SAG, because it's a good trailer, but I won't talk about it. It doesn't matter.
Which thing is that?
A thing I didn't do that I'm not promoting that I'm not allowed to discuss because
right
I'm in the Screen Actors. Are you in the Screen Actors Guild?
I don't think I'm in Hollywood. I don't
get
think
out!
I'm
in- get out!
You could say it. Yeah, no, you could.
I think
say
you
it
had to be, though, because you did Comedy Central.
I'm sure I'm in it, but listen, let's
why
just
don't you get out there with a fucking sign and put your money where your mouth is?
Because I'm playing the long game. I'm preparing for the Christian Ayatollah who's going to come back and throw gays in prisons.
90%.
I'm straight. I like women.
90% of actors protesting this have never worked. Mm-hmm. They'd have no money.
No.
This is true.
Yeah.
And they're out there. 87% of people in SAG make less than $26,000 a year.
Right.
So it's unfortunate. And
move to Austin.
It's tough.
Stop.
You can't
it
afford that. It's more expensive than LA.
Well, live under a bridge. What do you want me you to know tell you?
I Austin is so expensive right now. I was reading about it. It is a crunch.
Yeah.
If you were living in that city over the last few years and you haven't found a way to financially better yourself, you are fucked.
Yeah. Joe better get more bodyguards.
Cost of living. A family of four estimated monthly cost is now $42.41.
Yeah.
Without rent, by the way. Listen to that again.
Wow.
A family of four estimated monthly cost, Austin, $42.41 without rent.
Right. The zombies are going to storm the comedy mothership
good
at some point.
Good luck.
Yeah.
No, they're going to get up there and start doing sets.
on Kill Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's a very expensive city now. Yeah. You know, because this is what happened. When things get hot, Miami is the most, it's like the most expensive city in America.
I know, it's become a little unbearable, and I love Miami, so I hate to say that.
Yeah, Miami's become so expensive that people just can't, they're just diving into the ocean.
Well, that's the thing about Californians.
They're swimming back to Cuba.
Yeah. The Californians move places, and they make it more expensive, but they make them worse.
That's true.
Yeah, Californians don't, they're not, they don't have a, the right type of edge to them. They don't have the fun type of edge.
No.
They're like, they got their socks and shoes off. They're putting pecans in salads.
The problem with people from that state is they're too laid back.
Yes.
And what happens is they don't care about anything.
Yeah.
And then what happens is eventually someone does care, and the whoever cares is a problem.
Yeah, anyone I meet in Los Angeles either doesn't care or they're like manic on pills.
Yeah.
There's no in between.
Yeah.
There's no middle class there.
There's nobody who's...
There's no middle class of sanity in Los Angeles.
There's nobody who's a little crazy.
No, right.
Everybody is full nuts or...
Checked out.
They're checked out.
Right.
Like, you'll see this families in Malibu. They're all dressed in white. They look like a cult. And they're just sitting there, and they're kind of eating strawberry sorbet, and they're all just staring at each other. And you go, yeah, they don't care that... Everybody is a flash mob. Maybe the flash mobs will get bigger. I don't know which side to join. Maybe I shouldn't be. Maybe I should just start flash mobbing. Like, there will get to a point where we have to pick a side. We have to go, is it the flash mob? Because maybe they're stronger and more powerful.
Right.
So it there is a point where, you know.
Oh, just always side with the Christian Ayatollahs.
Yeah.
That's where you got to go.
There probably is.
Go back to church and just pretend.
There is going to be, I do feel, we've talked about this.
It's coming.
A swing back to the evangelical Christianity.
Oh, for order. It's the only thing that can put Pandora back in the box. It's the only thing that can put the Jack back in the box. It's the only thing that can hold this thing together.
Get raped by the people you know and trust.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Someone you call father.
Right. Someone, right. It's because the people forget that the real human trafficking, I mean, obviously there's examples of it everywhere, but like a lot of it is organized religion.
Most of it.
A lot of it is organized religion. And by the way, even during the Franklin scandal, those kids were coming out of Boys Town. Like there's always been.
The Catholic Church was set up by Roman noblemen to rape children.
Well, listen, look, I'm going to my mother's wake tomorrow. Let's not talk about the Catholic Church in a negative way, please.
What do you mean, let's not talk about it?
No, they've done a lot of good things. If you've been to St. Patrick's Cathedral, it's stunning.
Yeah, but everyone keeps...
Limestone is stunning, by the way. They had to stand outside and guard it with hatchets. Real estate means something. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
If I wanted to rape a bunch of children, I would have targeted the Irish too, because you people don't say nothing and know how
to keep
a secret.
Take a look at how beautiful that is. Get up how many fucking, how much limestone is in that church. It's a lot.
Do you know how many little boys were fed to bishops like tokens to make that thing?
Are you Catholic or not?
I'm not Catholic.
Oh, my God. What are you?
I'm Greek Orthodox.
That's a freak church.
No.
You know you have a weird thing that looks like a mosque by Ground Zero?
Yes.
And it looks like a mosque.
And we rebuilt it.
Well, what is that? What is the Greek Orthodox church?
It's the old...
It's Catholicism with lamb?
Basically, except the priests can marry.
Okay,
I like
that.
They're expected to marry.
I like that.
And we don't rape millions of boys.
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
You have no money.
Right.
Your country's bankrupt.
That's correct.
You do not have a Vatican or a Vatican bank.
Right.
You have zero power.
Yes.
Yes.
But okay. We do make a killer frappe.
You have great, and I like Avra.
We
restaurant Avra.
It's great.
In Beverly Hills and New York, but the Beverly Hills one's a little better.
We have the healthiest diet, and we love to talk about antiquity the same way.
But also, we can't exempt the Greeks from the charge of pedophilia. Let's be honest.
No, they started like everything.
Let's be honest.
Yeah,
we can't say that they had nothing to do with
that. They started it.
That's like saying that Irish people have nothing to do with alcoholism. When in popular culture, it's all they've ever done is be drunks.
Right.
Because a lot of them are drunks.
But it wasn't like ordinary Greek citizens in Athens or Sparta were raping children. It was the elites in those city-states, just like throughout every empire, the Ottomans and the Sultans and the Rus empires.
Well, I'm sure other people were doing it, but they're the ones who got away with it.
Right. Well, right. People get rich and powerful, and they get weird. Yeah. They want to drink the blood of children. What do you want from me?
Yeah.
But the Catholic Church, they do it. They're the Michael Jordan of raping children.
I know, but don't you see any positives with the Catholic Church? Because let's be very honest, there are positives.
What are they?
The positives?
Yes.
Of the Catholic Church?
What are they?
It's the one true faith.
Okay. I forgot about that.
It has the most stunning real estate in the world.
It's feminist because they love Mary.
It's the most stunning real estate in the world. Yeah. Some of the most stunning art.
Right.
In the world.
Right.
We're talking about Rome. We're talking about a civilization here that has lasted for a very long time. The antiquity, the magic, the rituals, the spirits. It's important.
Okay, you won me over. Because I forgot about, like, how many do you think they've got away with? Because they did a recent expose in France, and since the 70s, I think they came up with 300,000 children have
it's
been
probably
raped.
10 times that. Right. But my point is this.
That's just France.
It's
that particular area.
Well, who is leaving their kids alone with priests? Who is letting your kid be an altar boy?
Bolivians.
You should watch your kid in a church like the way you'd watch them in Times Square.
You should, yes.
Yeah, no, I was never an altar boy.
If they're doing that in France, what do you think they're doing in Bolivia?
I know.
Where there's no law.
There's bad things happening.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. How many people have been abused by the Catholic Church? Report estimates of 216,000 children were abused by the Catholic priests between 1950 and 2020. It's probably so much more.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Catholic Church employees increased the total number to 330 because they saw it.
Well, listen, it's weird. Listen, being a priest and saying I'm not going to marry and I'm not going to have any sex my whole life, right? It would attract people that have problems, right?
No, I think it was set up for that.
It was set up for
and
that.
They recruit. Yeah, because think about it. Look at the confession.
Well, it was only
the confession is blackmail. Let me finish.
Yeah.
Then they take the women and they remove them and put them in the convent. The women got to go someplace else. Who tends to blow the whistle on abuse of children?
Women.
Right.
Right.
So it's brilliantly
but
set up.
But you know that priests could marry up until a point where they decided that
until the pedophiles took over.
But they didn't want priests leaving their property to their sons.
Oh.
So it was actually a money thing, like everything else. It started about money, and the church was like, we want all this property. We don't want priests to own it. So we don't want priests marrying and then having heirs.
I just like to look at the data and go, maybe it's set up for that if we're talking those type of numbers.
Yes, Giannis, but you know what? Every single religion has a lot of problems, and there's a lot of molestation in every religion.
Except,
and not every religion has a lot of money.
Except Islam has no problems.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's right. We're in agreement.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
I agree.
I agree too.
I agree.
Yeah.
And Judaism.
Judaism has none.
You know what? Yeah. I agree with that.
Except for those two.
I agree with Judaism being not a problem.
Whatever. Yeah.
Everything Israel does is cool.
Catholic and Protestants are the problem. Islam and Judaism, not.
Protestants are listen, and I don't want to say anything wrong here.
Right.
I don't want to say anything wrong.
Right. I will.
Protestants are dirty pig people.
They're dirty pig people. We agree. Again.
Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry.
They're kind of like their churches are like shacks.
They're disgusting.
They set up shop wherever.
They are heinous. If I'm walking into a building on Christmas and it's not nice.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
It's like the bar show scene of religion.
You know, Telecare still exists, which is a Catholic church channel. Telecare. It's like my grandparents used to watch it. And my grandparents used to watch it. Bill Donahue, who's like the head of the Catholic League and all these people, right? Is it still on? It's got to be still on.
Yeah, I think so.
It's on Verizon Fios in Long Island. And it's channel 271, and you can watch Telecare. Now, I want you. So, can we play a little of this here? This is the Catholic faith. Like, this is the type of stuff that they would have. Now, obviously, this is from a while ago. But this is the type of stuff. This is from 2012.
I love it.
But this is the type of stuff that they would have on Long Island television.
Dude, I remember I had so many Irish friends. I would go to Catholic church. Yeah. I'd eat the wafer. I remember.
My grandparents would watch things like this. Let's take a look.
Everybody, I'm on the brand new set of our news program, Everyday Faith Live. I hope you had a great summer. Monsignor Jim Vlorn here to tell you that next week it all starts on Telecare. New season, new episodes of Everyday Faith Live, all kinds of new and exciting stuff. We've been working all summer long to give you brand new programming that speaks to faith, that speaks to spirituality, and that informs you about our Catholic faith in this world. So don't forget, tune into Everyday Faith Live. It all starts next Friday, live at 10:30 a.m. here on Telecare.
Now they probably have podcasts, right? They have. I mean, there's no way they haven't evolved and with the times. I mean,
all I know is that the.
Don't you have any respect for the size and the sheer scope of the Catholic Church?
They're the second biggest landowner in Washington, D.C.
Is that not something that impresses you?
That is very impressive.
Thank you.
The first biggest landowner in Washington,
D.C. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Is the federal government.
This is
government.
4 weeks ago. Is that Telecare?
This is Catholic Faith Network.
Let's see what that is. Yeah. Let's see what this guy's doing. Catholic. No, the one that's up there from a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, reflection. Oh, this one's in Spanish. It's in Spanish.
You know, it's funny.
Oh, no, forget it.
Every one of
But they're very faithful. That's why, the Hispanics.
Every one of these guys looks the part, too.
They all look the part.
They all kind of look the part.
Well, Bill Donahue, the Catholic League, was this guy who would just come out. And again, you know, it was interesting during the Iraq War, and they had to come out and go to torture his Catholic. Like, Catholics. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like Catholics, yeah. Just shows on Long Island, yeah, like Bill O'Reilly and all those guys who tried to get his wife excommunicated. It was a challenge because they had to come out and basically go, you know, enhanced interrogation is actually like Catholic.
Right.
And so these housewives in Long Island, New York, that were watching and hearing the news reports of, like, you know, people being, you know, naked and stacked in pyramids and having dogs bark at them and being beaten and waterboarded. These guys had to come out and say, this is, God doesn't have a huge problem with this.
No.
God's actually okay with this.
Yeah, we're ready to apologize to Galileo's family and descendants.
Right. Yeah. So that was what, it was very interesting. It's an arm, you know, the kind of the Catholic Church, it's always been kind of an arm of the political realities of whatever time we're in.
Right.
It's a, you know, it's a public relations thing.
Big time.
And but maybe it's true.
Yeah. Maybe there's some truth to it.
There might be some truth to it.
Boston Globe wrote about it, but who can trust the media nowadays anyway?
But here's the deal. The church is not the crimes the church has committed. The church is the people.
The church is the people.
The church is the people.
The church is not the crime. The church is not God. Crimes. The church is God.
You have something?
So Telecare became the Catholic Faith Network.
Put something on from this.
So they have a cooking show with preachers now.
That's good. But this is what we want.
Catholic content.
Real food. And this, you know what it's about? It's about cooking real food for God.
Yeah. Okay,
real food.
I mean, this guy.
He's great.
I mean, this guy. He doesn't turn down extra.
No.
When he goes, you want seconds? He
Welcome
goes,
Welcome to
yeah.
Real Food. Today we're going to be going against the grain and preparing two quick and healthy meals using two grains, barley and farro.
This guy's a boy addiction and a food addiction.
Hey, let's not call the guy a pedophile with absolutely no evidence.
None at all.
Giannis.
Yeah. I'm sorry to maybe suspect.
He's like, the thing I like about these grains is they're young. They're really
young.
We're
talking about barley. Now, it's a funny thing with barley. I don't know about your life. When I was a little guy, my mother used to make beef barley soup, you know, from scratch. But barley was always kind of something that they fooled me with. They told me that was a pasta. So I used to think that barley was like a kind of macaroni. And then when I found out it was a grain, I didn't want to eat it anymore. So that's kind of the interesting thing. So now when you go to like your specialty supermarkets,
their son off with this guy.
I mean, you know, that have
for basketball
stuff
practice.
Already made, and you can buy a little pound of this and a pound of that and take it home. One of the things that's on every single supermarket food kind of display is barley, a barley salad. And it's so inexpensive and so easy to make. We shouldn't be afraid of these greens.
You think he slipped
up? We shouldn't be afraid of these greens. Don't be afraid of these greens. Don't be afraid. Sometimes you make them in dark rooms.
You think he slipped up a couple takes? He's like, we love the boys. I mean, grains. I mean, grains.
We just don't be.
Now, what I'm making right now does not have meat in it, but
but I love dick. Did I say that?
But I like me.
I like prepubescent me.
I'm just going to show you
another take.
So we're going to start with, first of all, it's asparagus. I love asparagus. Asparagus is just it's a terrific and
it's the boy of food. Did I say that?
So it's a great one to kind of utilize. So I'm just cut the edges off. Now, sometimes people break them. So I'll show you one way you
can
do this.
Like, I break the spirit of prepubescent children.
They break in a natural spot, usually.
All right, we can't. We're already off.
Yeah.
I just read this episode. We'll be fine. Already been banned from everything.
YouTube's getting with it.
I'm just saying, we have no proof of anything.
No. We're just joking.
We're joking.
And we didn't accuse them of anything.
Right. That's a good point.
The Boston Globe.
I was never touched by a priest.
Yeah, the AP.
You saw nothing. Despite my best efforts.
Right.
You know, but here's the thing, man. I mean, it's complicated, right? Because I'm going to my mother's wake, and we're doing a funeral mass, and it's Catholic. So what do you want me to do? Like, in your church.
Just look up the background.
Your church has problems, too.
We do. There's a corruption, but we don't.
There's a lot of corruption.
We don't tend to have the child abuse that the Catholic Church is being accused
of. No, the Catholic Church has a serious problem with that.
They're being accused of it, at least.
I'm Jewish.
Right. I support Israel.
I'm Jewish.
And I support Israel.
Can I be Jewish?
You can support Israel.
I do.
You can't be Jewish.
I think they should have all the land they want.
Absolutely.
Who cares?
They're never trying to conquer the world.
No.
People accuse them of it, but they're not. I'm serious. Why are people not mad at the Germans or Stalin or people who actually are us? Israel's just saying, give me one kibbutz.
By the way, people are mad at the Germans and us.
They should
be. People are. But Israel, I think, whatever
Booby, they want a tiny little schmeck. Here's what I'll say. They want a little schmeckle.
That Palestinian toddler had a look in his eye. He was going to do something. He was a problem. I don't know. Yannis Pappas, where can people find you, see you, enjoy your comedy stylings?
The Yannis
Live.
The Yannis Pappas Hour is my podcast. I think you'll really enjoy it. Check it out. See me on the road, New York City, Sony Hall, San Francisco, Portland, Vancouver, everywhere. Go to YannisPappasComedy.com. Come see me live.
And it's not just the abuse of Catholics.
No.
Because my grandparents
would be— That was my last special.
They'd be so angry with you if they heard this.
I'm sorry to bring all this up, but, you know—
But you know what it is?
I've heard a few rumors.
You do this a lot where you attack Catholics.
I attack—
And because we're like some punching bag for your— Broke-ass people.
It's my fault what happened.
You're broke-ass pedophiles in Greece. You're broke-ass pedophiles.
We do not have
you
the
You always
influence.
Shit on Catholics because you see our church. You got a little mosque church down by Ground Zero. We're on Fifth Avenue, motherfucker.
Good point.
Come see me, TimDillonComedy.com, where we will not be abusing the Catholics at all. We understand that things happen. Parks Casino in Philly, Los Angeles, Charlotte, Lexington, Cincinnati, Davenport, Omaha, Sacramento, Australia, Perth, Adelaide, Sydney, Melbourne, Auckland, Christchurch. Those are in New Zealand. Rochester, New York, New York, New York, Carnegie Hall, Pittsburgh, Music Hall, Detroit, Michigan, Toronto, Ontario. And that's pretty much the rest of the year. The great Yannis Pappas, Yannis Pappas Hour on YouTube. Go subscribe to that show right now. Go see Yannis on Patreon. Go see him live. Tickets are available on your website. What is your site?
YannisPappasComedy.com.
YannisPappasComedy.com. Maybe you want to bring your grandparents in. He'll tell them why everything they believe their whole life's a lie. How about that? Good night, everybody, and good luck.